Hello, everybody, and welcome to Web and Beyond Live for July 11th, 2022. I'm Ray Sidney Smith. I'm president of W3 Consulting and managing director of W3C Web Services, which provides affordable web and WordPress hosting, domain name registration, and other web-related services, primarily for small businesses like you. Web and Beyond Live is our weekly show about topical and timely small business digital marketing and related issues. Whether you're watching live or watching the replay or listening to the podcast afterward, welcome. Feel free to listen, to ask questions in the chat and in the comment section. Feel free to send me an email if you need to, that kind of thing, and I'll do my best to answer them. And you can always tweet at me at W3 Consulting, W3 Consulting on Twitter as well. And first and foremost, as kind of a segue into the stories today, happy National Independent Retailer Month. And so it is National Independent Retailer Month, and that means that those folks who are independent realtors, retailers, not independent, I guess, you know, realtors are a type of independent business, but they are not retailers typically. And so National Independent Retailer Month is a month dedicated to helping those businesses that are, as the name, you know, sounds, they're those folks out there with independent businesses that are selling merchandise. And this is an opportunity for all of us to, one, support local small businesses, local small business retails, locations. And at the same time, if you yourself are an independent retailer, this is an opportunity to take a moment in the shine, right? Take a moment in the spotlight and do some stuff to focus your customers around the experience of coming into your retail space. And as I always tell my independent retailer clients, there's nothing that you can do today to avoid having some level of online exposure. And more importantly, in an independent retail perspective, you really have to be able to command an e-commerce presence that really matches up, that basically is symbiotic with your physical store space, so that you can combat showrooming, so that you can also make sure that you're playing on a level, playing field with the big box retailers who all have built out e-commerce solutions as well. So it's something to kind of consider as you think through what you're going to be doing this independent retailer month. What are the things that you can do to set into place maybe some stronger infrastructure for your business for the rest of the year, and thinking through what can you do this month to highlight your business to your greater community. Just giving them the opportunity to support you, I think, is always important. And this is, this is a month that gives you an opportunity to kind of like talk about it that otherwise you wouldn't. All right. So right in line with all of that, hold on one second. This doesn't want to work with me here. I think this happened last time. All right, we're just going to stay in this mode then. So next up is this article came out about increasing your revenue from entrepreneur.com. Increase your revenue with digital ads in your retail space. And what they're talking about is actually displaying ads in a physical space by having a display or computers or other kinds of things that basically show in those spaces. The most common place you may have seen digital displays today are in like fast food restaurants, where they may have displays up with the food menus, where they change out the food menu often enough and they want to have something that allows them to be able to do that. You can see in those environments. But we're seeing digital displays show up in more and more places. And with those displays in those spaces, those become ad surfaces. We see more of this in Asiatic markets. So, in places like China and Japan and other countries that have maybe a little bit more investment in mobile and more digital technologies in that sense. So, but this was just a really interesting article, and I highly recommend you kind of consider the point here, which is that if you put some digital signage into your space and you actually get quite a bit of foot traffic through that space, or even, in front of your store, people just walking by a busy street, it could potentially be a revenue source for you to help cover some of the costs of having that physical storefront, is basically putting digital ads into those spaces. Now, the cool thing about this is that, one, you can have digital ads play across both your website properties as well as your physical store. If you have these digital displays, digital screens in your storefront or, you know, inside your store somewhere. And so you can actually sell ads for both kind of as a combined, like as a bundle kind of thing. But the other thing, as I am frequently telling my clients to do, which is if you have a blog or if you have a podcast or if you have other kinds of surfaces where you are creating content generally, and a store is a place where people are, where there are eyeballs basically looking at things, why not place ads for your own products? This is a great place where you could actually cross-sell other products or other services, right? So you could say, like, say if you had an independent retailer who was a tailor, clothier, but they also had tailoring services. Well, you might actually go ahead and have your clothing displayed really nicely, have a digital display next to it. And in the digital display next to it, you'd have an ad, quote unquote ad, but it would basically be promoting your ancillary services, that you have this tailor that can customize the clothes to fit you well. So you have this opportunity to upsell or cross-sell products in the retail space without it being too salesy, right? Because it's right there. It's just being displayed on screen. You have a nice little graphic that you can show. It can change between different graphics over time. And you can really do a lot of powerful sales just by making people aware that these things even exist. And I think many times people forget that we can do this kind of sales mechanism, this kind of sales without being salesy and being direct. I mean, it's very clear that it's a cross promotion on the digital display, but it's being done in such a way that is complementary to what people are doing in that moment. So just like something to consider as you're going forward. And I'm sure that if you have a retail service business, you could also do this kind of digital ad display, digital screen display type stuff in your service business as well. So something to consider. You know, cafes have been doing this for a long time, and some restaurants even, where they'll have the artwork up of people who are local artists and things of that nature. It's kind of the same concept. It's just instead of having the artwork up there, you're having potentially ads, or maybe you even have artwork, right? Like it's artwork in digital displays, but people can buy the artwork by virtue of seeing the artwork and then scanning maybe a QR code and then purchasing and having it delivered to their home. So there's some really sophisticated, interesting things you can do there once you have that physical space to display those digital screens. All right, next up is cabinets.com has launched basically a 3D technology so that you can go ahead and remodel your kitchen using this 3D technology. And I'm just bringing it up so that people are aware of the fact that now we are seeing, I mean, like, cabinets.com to me doesn't seem like that big of a company. I'm sure that they have cabinets.com, so they're not tiny, but they're not Amazon, they're not walmart.com. You know, this is just another website that has now rolled out a fully fleshed out 3D imaging technology. And I'm pretty sure that cabinets.com is probably a small business in the eyes of the SBA terminology on it. And so if a small business like cabinets.com can do this, then so many other businesses can do this as well if they put in the time and energy. So if your business, especially a retail business where you are trying to show customers product in hand, augmented reality, 3D technology, virtual reality is starting to become more and more possible. And I'm just kind of just piquing your interest in the fact that we're seeing little bits of this show up in the broader general market. You know, anyone can go to cabinets.com now and remodel their kitchen with this 3D technology. And that's pretty amazing, right? Being able to just take it, scan your kitchen with your tablet or your phone or whatever, and then for you to be able to replace cabinets right there and see what it's going to look like. That's what people want to do. They want to be able to see the finished product before they can actually see the finished product, right? And or they want to see the blouse on them. They want to see the pair of pants. They want to see the makeup, that they're going to buy and how it's going to make them look. People want to be able to see the final, experience what they're going to be buying. And I think this gives them that next step in that journey and that buying journey. And if you can be a part of that, I think that makes a lot of sense. Okay, next up is a little bit of news around the concept of paid marketing. And I always am talking to clients about getting those first customers, getting those first clients. How do you generate those first leads for the business? And many times paying for marketing, whether that be advertising or other paid marketing strategies, they tend to be lowest on the totem pole because people are trying to conserve cash, but it ends up being somewhat foolhardy. In order to be able to really get up to speed in many circumstances, you are going to actually have to spend some money in order to make money. And the goal is to spend it wisely and not foolishly. And so this article covers just some, you know, ones that are pretty typical, but I thought also some that were pretty interesting to kind of think about even in this day and age. So of course it talks about using paid social media advertising. Makes total sense. High quality video, high quality image, high quality text, those are going to be good for you. And that would work across most social networks where your target audience is spending time, right? That makes sense. Then it talks about investing in paid search. And this is absolutely true in so many ways. And you want to basically go ahead and pay for paid search ads that do bottom of the funnel demand, right? Which is basically people who are ready to buy. These are qualified leads who are going to, you know, who have clear buying intent, right? If somebody needs a plumber or HVAC, you know, it's in the middle of the summer here where I'm at, and or just the start of the summer, but whatever, it's warm. And if the HVAC unit breaks, then and I go start searching for, you know, as the article notes, emergency HVAC service, clearly I have clear buying intent. That is a bottom of the funnel demand type piece, right? Now, the next is top of the funnel content, which is mostly informational, right? Which is, what is it that I need at the top of the funnel, right? When I'm just getting introduced to someone or to a brand or a business, and I want to basically get to know them better and get to know them as the person that I want to do that thing for me, help me solve that need or want. And so the importance there is that you figure out whether or not you need to run ads against bottom of the funnel demand, right? Immediate qualified lead generation, or whether or not you should be building up your email list or building up your text list or otherwise through that top of the funnel informational type content, right? Which is typically a lead magnet of some kind. So just something to consider as you go forward. It also talks about using trade shows, right? Going to trade shows and being in front of people. And of course, you know, doing any number, any level of trade showing, it is and can be expensive, right? You have to register to exhibit, you have to have something to give away, which could be printed materials, it could be physical items that you're giving away that have your name and logo and website address and phone number on it, those kinds of things, other incidental costs of travel and so on and so forth to get there and back. So there are costs, but they become really important for you to have that kind of face time for certain types of businesses. And so that's where you can have conversations and make contacts with the other vendors that are there in and exhibiting as well in the trade show, who could potentially also be customers. They could be referral sources. So just like targeted trade shows are actually well worth spending the money on, again, if you know the right trade shows to be at for your business. It also talks about producing high quality video ads. And this is just going back to the social media piece there, because most of those video ads are going to be shown there, but they can also be used in other places. It talks about the fact that you could use these video ads in an in-person event where you know, play it up on screen for people to be able to watch and so on and so forth. So there's some really good possibilities of using high quality video for advertising purposes there as well. And then it talks about sponsoring trade shows. That could be a really good one. You know, again, going back to the digital screens piece, you know, you could be potentially sponsoring the various pieces and putting your branding on these trade shows, and then doing some co-marketing with complementary partners, throwing in-person events are other ways in which you can spend some money in order to make money by getting in front of and having some face-to-face time with your, you know, target audience. So just wanted to pique your interest again, like just kind of talking through some of the paid marketing steps. I think many times people just think, oh, I've got to run social ads in order to be successful. I need to be able to build a list by buying an email list of that sort. And that ends up not really working out for most people. You really want to be able to build an organic level of interest in the business. And that doesn't mean not paying for it. It means building that list strategically through this kind of paid marketing strategy, or one of these paid marketing strategies. Okay, next up, sadly, I'm going to talk about Elon Musk, and for no other reason than the fact that he has issued an intent to step out of the deal to buy Twitter. I think that's probably a good thing. Some people might disagree. I think that, you know, Musk made a mistake in attempting to bid for Twitter at such a high price, and not even sure his intent was to actually buy Twitter, but here we are, and he's looking to get out of it. This is going to be a protracted legal battle of some kind, and unfortunately, that's the way it is. That being the case, I still love Twitter, and I use Twitter every day across many different Twitter profiles, and so I'm very much just ignoring Musk and, you know, the kind of nonsense around it. And I think that for the most part, you should too. I mean, we just can't be dwelling on kind of the melodrama of what's going on in that sense. We need to continue to be posting content and driving traffic to our businesses in the ways in which are going to be effective for us, and not really, you know, dealing with the soap opera that is Elon Musk. And last but not least, I wanted to just talk very briefly about the fact that Amazon Prime Day is here. By the time you are listening to this on the podcast, if you're watching the live stream today, it's tomorrow. But if you're listening to the podcast, Prime Day starts today, and it runs basically from July 12th to July 13th. And this is a huge shopping day for a lot of people, especially those folks who have Amazon Prime, but those folks who, you know, want to also, you know, utilize Prime in some way, shape, or form. And so Amazon Prime has a bunch of deals going on. And that means one of a couple of things. One is you as a retailer should be thinking about what you're going to do to challenge Amazon Prime, because I'm guessing Amazon likely has your products in their catalog in some way, shape, or form. And whether you're selling them on Amazon or not, right? Like somebody has the types of products you sell on Amazon in some way, shape, or form. So this could be an opportunity to kind of challenge Amazon in your local region and say, hey, we've got this deal going on. And, you know, if you want to buy something, you know, we'll give you 3 days worth of sales, as opposed to Prime Day, which is basically a day and a half. You could do all kinds of different things, but like, what can you do to challenge Amazon Prime and utilize Amazon's publicity around Amazon Prime to your advantage? The fact that Amazon Prime Day is happening means people are looking for Amazon Prime Day. So wherever you're posting, make sure you type Amazon Prime Day, because people who are searching for Amazon Prime Day will then come across your posts and be able to see that you're talking about Amazon Prime Day. But what you're really saying is that instead of buying on Prime on Amazon, you can buy with my local business, and you can come in physically, see the product, experience what we're trying to sell with and for you, and then go from there. So that's the first piece. Part number two is, of course, if you're trying to buy something for your business, now is a good time to kind of think through what could you take advantage of if you have an Amazon Prime account, right? So if you are already an Amazon Prime customer, maybe, you know, plug your business debit or credit card into the system and maybe figure out what purchases can be made here that are going to be good for you. You know, some of these things are well discounted. I mean, you know, like there's a bunch of deals going on Amazon's website. But in addition, you know, Target and Walmart and others are always trying to challenge Amazon on Prime Day. And so they'll come out with their own deals, right? Where they put out these kinds of deals. And they're not always going to be, you know, some of these are consumer market items. But, you know, go to Walmart and look to see what other things that Walmart might be selling or Target might be selling that might be things that your business actually needs. So this is an opportunity to kind of like look at the rivals and see what products you might need to buy, and then, you know, go out there and do that. If you need to, you can also take these kinds of rival sales and go to your local retailer and say, hey, you know, Walmart and Target and Amazon, they're doing these Prime Day deals. I want to support a small business. Would you be willing to match this price? And that way I can buy it from you here in, you know, in this local establishment, supporting local economy and so on and so forth. And so there may be an opportunity there as well. So just like think through what your Amazon Prime Day strategy is going to be and what is it going to be next year, right? Because you may feel like you're not capable of manifesting a deal and discount and marketing strategy all around this particular Prime Day campaign that's happening, then that's fine. But now think about what next year looks like, plan that out now so that come June, maybe May, you're able to start executing on that plan and being prepared for Prime Day next year. Okay, wonderful. All right, so with that, that brings us to the end of this week's Web and Beyond Live. And we've got a couple of webinars upcoming, I believe in August. And I'm going to be taking some vacation. So I think we have Web and Beyond Live next week. And then after that, I'm going to be on vacation. And then when I get back, then we'll get back into a regular weekly cadence. I apologize. I've just been away for other matters, and now I'm going away on vacation, and then I'll be back, and we'll get back into a normal cadence for these once that happens. But I do have the intro to Google Analytics 4 webinar coming up, and then we'll be doing a migrating from Universal Analytics to Google Analytics 4 webinar after that. So those two webinars are coming up, and you can find those on our Eventbrite page, or you can go to our website /events. So w3cinc.com/events, and you'll see the events to be able to register. And as always, you can join us in the Web and Beyond community, which is our community where we talk about digital marketing and all the other technology issues that affect small businesses. So you can join by going to www.webandbeyond.community. I've got a lot planned for the later part of this year for Web and Beyond community, so I'm really looking forward to growing it and having you all there. So www.webandbeyond.community. And otherwise, that brings us to the close of today's show. If you enjoyed the live stream, feel free to click the thumbs up icon. If you have a question, feel free to leave a comment or shoot me a chat. You can also tweet or message me at W3 Consulting on Twitter. And then, of course, join us here weekly for the shows. We'll be posting them on YouTube primarily for you to know when they're happening, but they'll post on Facebook Live, as well, so that you can kind of see when they're going to happen. They're going to be a little bit spotty over the next few weeks, and then we'll go back into the Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern schedule. I think, again, like I said, this coming Monday at 11 a.m., we're fine. And then after that, we'll go into vacation mode. And then when I get back, we'll get back into a normal routine again. But thanks so much for spending this Web and Beyond Live with me. I'm Ray Sidney Smith on behalf of W3 Consulting and our subsidiary, W3C Web Services. Have a great week ahead, marketing your small business on the Web and Beyond.